And today's last word in business is a sound. Ah, the sound of America's longest-running primetime drama, Law and Order, which spawned a franchise. There was regular Law and Order, then Law and Order reruns, then Law and Order SVU, then Law and Order Criminal Intent, Law and Order, I forget the subtitle. Finally, a New Yorker cartoon, which was captioned, "In the criminal justice system, the people who clean the courtrooms are the janitors. These are their stories." That's from the New Yorker. This all happened in America. Now the show has crossed the Atlantic.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups: the police, who investigate crime, and the Crown prosecutors, who prosecute the offenders. These are their stories.
Law and Order UK premiered this week in Great Britain. The British version has the same structure as the original American one. Police solve a murder, then prosecutors prosecute the bad guys. A few changes were made to appeal to British viewers. For one, the show is set in London, and the actors, as you might have just noticed, have British accents.
But a CCTV report says a figure deposited the bag at 27 minutes past midnight, thick coat, hood up, can't tell whether it's a bird or a bloke.
One other difference, the prosecutors in the courtroom wear wigs. That's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montagne.